All right, ladies and gentlemen, so as we're waiting on people to roll in here tonight, I've got this live feed that's being pulled up, and you're listening to a police scanner at the same time that all of this is going down. In just a sec, I'm going to give you guys an update on everything that's going down over inside of LA, but outside of the federal building and outside of the detention center, they're all within about like a block's distance of each other. We ended up having like large crowds that started to gather throughout the day, and then they just slowly started to snowball. They did declare, all right, the local police did declare an unlawful assembly. To give you guys an update, we have seven
Idaho 50 for SRT. Where's that crowd now?
To give you guys,
come back to you. Over on the east side crowd right now.
To give you guys an update, let me silence the scanner. To give you guys an update, we have 700 U.S. Marines from 2-7 that are actually on their way into L.A. Now, they are going to be solely responsible for protecting federal facilities, regardless of what Gavin Newsom or the mayor or anybody else has to say. Legacy Channel coming in and becoming a true supporter. Good to have you. So regardless of what anybody else has to say, they're falling underneath Title 10 orders. They are there just specifically to guard federal property when they're on their way in. I'm going to take you guys away from this live feed here in just a little bit and give you guys an update. SWAT SRT, yes, they are in existence out there. It just depends on what agency you are referring to for SWAT or SRT and where they're currently located. I'm going to pull up real quick. I'm going to pull up, it's a little bit quiet right now, up over on the home front over there in LA. I'm going to pull up this video because I think it's just hilarious and it's a good one as we sit here and we wait on other people to roll in.
F around and find out. It appears to be the motto of many of the local chodes in Los Angeles. But unfortunately for these liberal douche nozzles, law enforcement is done playing games. As these douchebags and douchebaggots burn cars, assault law enforcement, and destroy their own cities, twat waffles in the media defend these mostly peaceful protests. But nobody is buying that shit anymore. Trump was elected for a reason. We are tired of liberal violence in our cities. We are tired of looting. We've had enough of corporate media lying to us. So as the National Guard restores order in Los Angeles, let us hope that the liberal asshats threatening violence against our officers face the consequences of their actions in the courts.
Well, unfortunately for this gentleman, the National Guard is not actually restoring law and order. They're simply there to protect the federal courthouses. On the way into LA, it seems like people are starting to get pretty fed up with their crap as well. Check out this video of an overpass that goes up. It says, F your protest and your foreign flag. Support your local ICE raids.
Kaipa came to play today. Go hard or go home.
Nate, I see your message over there. Let me pull that up and check my signal real quick, buddy. Maybe grab that. Iran carried out implosion tests for nuclear weapons development. Of course they did. I've got updates for Iran. I'll pull that up here in just a little bit, and we'll talk about what's going on over with Iran, because that hasn't fallen off my radar either, even though we're looking at things on the home front over here in the United States, particularly with these protests. But I haven't let Iran fall off my radar. Greedo the Green says, if they don't stop what's in LA in the next 48 hours, they will be in every big city. It's funny you mention that, because there's also protests that have sparked over inside of New York and also down in Florida. Now, the difference is the law enforcement officers in those two areas actually put a quick end to it, and they started arresting people immediately. I've got videos of that coming up for you guys as well on tonight's show. So look forward to that. Love the bridge banner. D-Rock, you're talking about that bridge banner. Yeah, no, that's pretty freaking cool, man. Like, I appreciate the crap out of that. Sun Wong Kong becoming a true supporter. Brother, I thought you were a true supporter a long time ago, so it kind of amazes me that you have up there. Now, U.S. Northcom ended up putting out this official statement today. It comes from Peterson Space Force Base in Colorado, of all places. Had no idea that existed there. And it says, U.S. Northern Command has activated the Marine Infantry Battalion that was placed in alert status over the weekend. Approximately 700 Marines with 2-7 1st Marine Division will seamlessly integrate with the Title 10 forces under Task Force 51. So all of the National Guard members and the active duty members that have been called to called up for this are all falling underneath what's called Task Force 51, who are protecting federal personnel and federal property in greater L.A. So to be clear, this statement right here is going to clarify anything that Governor Newsom or the mayor or any freaking other idiot Democrat over in the great state of California ended up coming out and stating that all these troops are doing is protecting federal property and federal law enforcement officers. Old man Sims coming in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Thank you. Let's get back to it. The activation of the Marines is intended to provide Task Force 51 with adequate numbers of forces to provide continuous coverage of the area in support of the lead federal agency. Task Force 51 is U.S. Army's Northern Command Contingency Post, which provides rapidly deployable capability partners, blah, 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 blah. Insert plug. Task Force 51 is comprised of approximately 2,100 National Guard in Title 10 status and 700 active duty Marines. That's it. That's all of it. The Marines have been trained in de-escalation. That's what they've been doing over the weekend. I told you guys that I got word yesterday that they were outside of LA and that they were getting riot control training. It seems like that has actually gone through and now they're ready to be deployed. There's actually, it looked like Marine Corps attack helicopters and things like that were floating around LA. Let's go check on the front lines real quick over inside of LA and see what's going on over there and see if anything has been happening. Man, if the Koreans are on the roofs, like you just said in the chat, that means things are getting pretty serious. So as we bring this down, I give you guys like a little sit rep from what I've seen on the ground over inside of LA today. Not a lot of violence has taken place, although some violence has occurred, but it's been in tiny little pockets. So as far as like the media reports about this remaining fairly peaceful, that is accurate for today. But they're worried because overnight they ended up looting a bunch of buildings, setting a bunch of crap on fire. And here we have law enforcement pushing across the line. Let's go ahead and turn that back on. You know, the funny thing about all of these people that are shouting peaceful protest apparently don't know what the law states, because it is illegal for them to be blocking the street in the manner in which they're doing, which is why law enforcement is over and able to kick them off the dang streets. Crip Media 2005 Timmy, he says, so I guess I'm now the Golden Barbie forever. X told Timmy, can't change my username. Well, dude, freaking enjoy it. I know you as Timmy, so we're just going to keep referring you to that. GA coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership. Let's go ahead and give this a quick listen in before I start breaking down the other news. Definitely seems like everything's pretty chill as far as this goes. Just little small amounts of police. This is LAPD finally doing their job. Gavin Newsom and everybody held like a freaking hours-long press conference today talking about how Trump is inciting the violence, how Trump is the big problem, how mothers are getting arrested on their way to work, and why all of this is a huge issue. None of that, like, truthfully kind of adds up for the different things that I've seen on the ground. Now, to bring you guys kind of up to par, I ended up putting this graphic together and sharing it up over on X. This gives you an idea for where all of this is taking place. Right here that runs across the top, this is the 101. And the LAPD, the Central Division, ended up putting out this notice. It says, Los Angeles Street from Alameda to First, Alameda to Cesar Chavez to First. So what they've ended up doing, this is Alameda, this is Los Angeles Street, and they ended up shutting this whole area down. Initially, it was this little area right here that I have checked in orange. Now, the interesting part about this is you see these two green blocks and those two blue stars. Blue star number one and blue star number two. At the top of your screen is the LA Federal Building. You have the California National Guard along with DHS agents that are over there. And then you also have the LA Detention Center where the California National Guard has been stacked up outside the building, lining the walls as these peaceful protesters have slowly started to assemble across the day. Jason Soretti says this is going to turn into summer of 2020 all over again. I don't think it's going to be. What I really don't see. I think what's actually taking place right now is it looks like the powers that be over inside California are doing their absolute best to get this under control. That way federal like law enforcement officers don't basically take over. Trump could, theoretically speaking, call upon the Insurrection Act and then start deploying federal troops and federal law enforcement agencies and everything else to go like quell the violence. But right now, they're just focusing on those federal facilities, taking care of it. Hi, Matt. Hi, all. Send in the Marines. That's coming from Brian McDonald. CHP is bringing assets in. Yeah, they all are. And I'm going to show you guys here in just a sec what some of these assets look like coming across. Now, this video that I'm about to put up on the screen is very interesting because this is the type of stuff that they're doing. This is the non-violence that they were doing. And if I remember right, what ends up happening in this video is somebody actually tries to set a trap for the police officers. Like, you remember in the Braveheart movie where they ended up taking, like, Braveheart, like, rah, you know, like, freedom, where they ended up taking the like oil and throwing it all over the ground and then shooting the freaking arrows at it and lighting the ground on fire and trying to burn the their opposition. Well, check this out. That's exactly what happened right there inside of that video. You can see where that fire started. They ended up trying to burn this horseback rider. So if we walk it up again and you watch, this horseback rider's behind the tree and they ended up lighting that up and then they all start coming out this way. Now, the police ended up chasing after these individuals. But I've got another video that's coming up here in a second that actually shows somebody with some of these cans. There go your suspects running away as they're being shot at with less than lethal munitions by the police. This individual ends up getting detained. Now, the funny part is that a lot of people were giving this person a bunch of crap. You guys remember this video where the horses started riding around him and everything else? You got fireworks that start going off around, freaks the horses out. And they're like, oh my God, these cops are just running over these people. Well, it turns out when you get the whole context of the video, these people and these suspects that they were detaining literally tried to light the freaking cops on fire. It's funny how movie magic works that way. And imagine that it's happening in LA where they can do the movie magic stuff. So that's exactly what ended up happening in that scenario. I mean, you could see it on repeat right here. They end up lighting the fire, trying to catch the police. Then they end up detaining a couple of suspects. Two of them end up sprinting away. They get one of them caught. And then everything else goes down. So it's funny that these are the ones that they end up saying are, you know, the cops are being ruthless and not treating the people correctly, when in reality, the people literally just tried to kill the cops. And then they're not complying and they're not being proper. Like, they're not listening. On top of that, you also have people that are out there doing dumb shit. This is one of the things that ended up making its way across the feed today, where you just have Cybertruck. You know, it's funny, the comment that just happened down in the comment section. David says this would have not have happened if Trump stayed out. Trump didn't do anything. You understand that Trump hasn't been screwing with the rioters at all. Not a single federal law enforcement agent or a single member of the National Guard or even members of 2-7 Marines that have been called in actually have done anything to these protesters whatsoever. The only thing that they've done is actually defended the federal buildings, which is well within his authority to do so, to make sure that those buildings are taken care of, because the LAPD failed to actually protect those buildings. So I'm sorry, David, if you want to blame this on Trump, but the reality is that Trump didn't do anything on the streets of LA. At least he hasn't yet. What he has done is directed everybody to enforce federal law when it comes down to illegal aliens. So if you're going to blame that on Trump, then you can blame that on the U.S. population, because that's quite literally what the vast majority of the U.S. population voted for. And I'm sorry if that offends you and that bothers you. These are just facts, whether you like it or not. Trump didn't do shit. I mean, he literally hasn't, other than defend federal property.
Taken off, Is it because they're fighting? Yeah, so that's the guy. Okay, so the guy there on the left, the bald guy that is being hit, I don't know if he's an agitator or exactly what happened, but whoever he is, the crowd is not fond of him. And that was the same guy that they were just kind of fighting with earlier. And now, for whatever reason, it's pushed over to this area here at Temple and Judge John Aiso Street. And it looks like they've got him pushed up against that kind of guard shack or that parking shack there. And I can't tell, but it looks like he's bleeding. He's bleeding from the head
from
now.
The ear or
They're
something.
Throwing
yeah.
things at him. We've seen people punch him. So I don't know exactly what's going on. You know, this happened once or twice yesterday, too, where the crowd kind of fought amongst themselves, but really not, goodness. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. We're seeing them with these flagpoles, and we know that those poles can certainly be used as weapons. Yeah. It looks like some of the folks there are trying to protect that man. He seems to be trying to get away from the crowd, but... there are some that seem to continue to go after him.
And Mike, in this ramp, where does this ramp lead
I believe
lead
this is
into?
A courthouse. Judge John Aiso, let me go look here on my map. But, I mean, this is kind of indicative of what's going on. You've got a group of people that wants this to remain peaceful, and you see that group of people trying to stop this fighting from happening. And then as we lose the chopper picture here for just...
Yeah, you know what the issue with this entire scenario is? As I told you guys yesterday, it looked like, and I seen some other stuff that says that like large convoys of like American patriots are heading to LA to deal with this and everything else. If that information is actually true, then I would think that the LAPD needs to get this under control rather quick, because if there is large groups of patriots that are heading that way, there's going to be fights in the street. And this looks like there is some people, as you can see, typically, now I'm not saying that this is what's actually happening, because I've seen some of the riders carrying American flags as well. Most of the time they end up burning them at the end of the day, though. But these people with flagpoles and American flags definitely seem like they are not with the group, and they're the ones being chased down. Probably the most frustrating thing about this entire video is this idiot here right there that ends up opening this umbrella to try to cover up the assault, or what I'm assuming they're trying to do is cover up the assault that's taking place on that gentleman right there. And that within itself will tell you that these people are up to absolutely no good, and that they plan on doing no good all day long. So pretty jacked up within that. CBP actually ended up sharing this video that I'm about to show you for the quote unquote peaceful protest. This is coming from their Air and Marine Operations helicopter a little bit earlier, and what you see right there is these freaking mortars or the fireworks that are going off, which I'm pretty sure are illegal in California anyways. I don't even know why, but anyways, yeah, they've been chucking explosive devices at the police officers. And so what you have is you have all of these people that are showing up. What it is starting to more and more appear to be was that you're having people that are showing up to these large demonstrations, and then you have the instigators that are going in and chucking explosive devices and things like that at the law enforcement officers. So you have all these instigators that are scattered out within, and I have seen calls from Antifa. I have seen an Antifa flyer. I have seen all sorts of information basically stating that Antifa is, you know, kind of behind a bunch of the violence that's taking place over inside of LA. So if that's the case, that's the case. Here's another view of that Marine helicopter. And again, they ended up pointing out, which was really funny, the foreign flag that's flying here. And you guys that follow this channel routinely, you'll recognize that flag. Absolutely. Let's go ahead and pause that. Anybody down in the chat want to tell me what flag that is that's being waved right in the middle of the screen? All of these people are not out here because they give two shits about ICE. They're just out, most of them, for the violence and chaos and everything else. Who can recognize that flag? Anybody? I know you can. Shocker. Huge shocker of what flag is flying out there in the middle of that street, right? Go ahead. Tell me down in the comment section what flag that is, because it's kind of obvious. LAPD, as we did see on this live feed here just a couple minutes ago, is kind of doing their job. Is your live feed over from the streets of LA? They're standing around. We're listening in again real quick. J-Dog coming in and getting out of membership. Oh, who was it that said the PWAC flag? I just saw it roll right through there. PWAC, one of my favorite terms. Peasants with AKs. That would be the Palestinian flag, ladies and gentlemen. Palestinian flag. Crip Media coming in again says, know any 3-4 dark side Marines, Matt? No, I do not know any of those gentlemen or ladies, because I'm assuming they got both. No, I do not know them. I don't. Thank you, Casey. Baghdad coming in, dropping out 20 Speak the Truth memberships. And we got Incog Faraday coming in, giving out five more. Goodness, there we got little keffiyeh wearing freaking people waving Palestinian flags, yelling ICE out of LA. Sun Wukong, I don't get it. This isn't peaceful anymore. It's a riot. What's it take for LAPD to make an executive call and overrule these politicians? Well, that would go down, in my opinion, down to officer safety. If for some reason that, you know, they felt that way, then they would do it. But at the same time, yesterday we saw CHP get stuck underneath that overpass, and absolutely, as far as anybody is concerned, lethal force was being used against them, and they didn't do anything about it. They just kind of like stood there, kind of like we see right over here, only here they're just using words, and they're protesting, and they're staying in the street. That's fine. But LAPD is not going to go and break this up because they don't want to make it worse. They don't. And the mayor, number one, the mayor, and then also you have the governor of California that are calling all of this peaceful and encouraging people, no kidding, can't make it up, encouraging people to protest peacefully. So they're calling this protest. The thing that they don't understand is that while this might be a protest, it's still illegal. Scott Bevins coming in, gifting out a Speak the Truth membership, clogging up the streets like that, the way that they're doing right here, this is still illegal. They're not supposed to be out there blocking the streets. People need to get to work. They need to get home. They have all sorts of crap they need to do. It is not our fault if the federal government is enforcing federal law. Don't come into the country illegally. There is a great scene from Liar Liar where he just like stands up and he screams, "Stop breaking the law, a-hole." I think maybe that might possibly apply here as we continue to go down these scenes and start taking a look at all the crap in the riot. But the LAPD hasn't really been doing anything. And I mean anything.
We have a flow of traffic coming from the freeway, coming off the 101.
I'm gonna move.
Good night, Timmy.
Looks like nobody's listening. If we're not gonna listen, then you know we're gonna have to do it the hard way, for sure. Looks like nobody's listening. Everyone's still here blocking the way.
See what you're saying over there, son. You're saying that that was your first unit. I totally get it. Hey, listen, I just want to get a pulse on the chat and see kind of what crowd we're gathering here, whether or not you voted for. And the question is whether or not you voted for the actual federal laws to be enforced that have been ignored in states like California. Matt, how do you feel about Kagan Dunlap? I don't give two shits about Kagan Dunlap. This is the federal laws that are being enforced and people are upset about it. Whether or not you voted for the federal laws to be enforced, hey, that's kind of on you. But here's the problem. This is the Los Angeles Unified School District, and they instructed the LAPD to interfere with ICE. Can't make this crap up.
Who in their right mind would accept that reality? So I want to be reassuring to our community. Every single graduation site is a protected site. I have directed our own police force to redouble their efforts and establish perimeters of safety around graduation sites to intervene and interfere with any federal agency who may want to take action during these joyous times that we call graduation. Not on our watch. Who in their right mind would accept?
So he is saying that he wants LAPD to interfere with federal operations. Now, this is where things are going to get kind of hairy. If that order ends up coming down from the LA police chief, if that order ends up coming down from the mayor of LA, if it actually comes down from somebody credible other than this guy, well, I don't know. I haven't heard of ICE agents going to a freaking graduation in order to arrest people yet to enforce immigration law. But what I have heard is the types of people that ICE has been going after, and they're not going after low-level criminals. They're actually going after violent offenders. Lavelle Patton, it is the political classes in LA County. Gotta go. Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And the thing that I think that a lot of people in LA don't understand is that everything that's taking place in LA, they might call it a sanctuary city. They can call it whatever they want to call it. But at the end of the day, all that crap does end up bleeding over to the rest of the country. And then we end up having to deal with it when they migrate and they move on from LA. Elvin says, I bet the vast majority of these people don't even know the facts, just doing what their TikTok subscription tells them. Yeah, and unfortunately, that is also the truth, that a lot of people end up getting a lot of their information from TikTok. Now, here is a look at the LAPD headquarters last night. Like I said, you ended up having a bunch of violence that ends up breaking out overnight. This is what was happening at the LAPD headquarters last night. But I'm sorry I missed your comment, buddy. I've got 3,000 people in here and the comments are flying. I'm doing my best to keep up. I am a one-man show. Yeah, I don't know about committing a violent felony being a good idea, having it covered on video, but it seems like these morons are doing it all the time. Now, outside of the federal building, like I told you guys earlier when I talked about this, this is where I'm going to take you to right now and show you guys kind of everything as it's been going on throughout the day. The National Guard did end up moving out and pushing some of these people back not that long ago. They ended up basically forcing them off the building, and you're going to see why here in just a sec because of the amount of people that are out there. But here's the National Guard actually going to work. So here you have the National Guard actually pushing people away from the federal building, and it looks like everybody's kind of behaving themselves. But when I show you these next couple of videos, you're about to see why the National Guard and the LAPD moved in to do this. Now, a couple of hours ago, they ended up issuing out a warning, letting everybody know that it is officially an unlawful assembly in that area that I held up on the screen not that long ago. And they moved in to start pushing some of these people out of there. From everything that I've seen, there's been limited pockets of violence as they were enforcing this boundary, telling people to get the hell out of Dodge and to move out. And again, we're talking about the area around these two blue stars, which is the LA Federal Building and the LA Detention Center, which is where the majority of this has taken place. This is outside the detention center in LA. Let me get this up for you. This was earlier today. Right now. And there in this like little image here, you can actually see like how many thousands of people were actually gathered outside the federal building. And again, right around the corner is the detention center. And this is their issue, okay? And it all goes down to ICE enforcing the immigration laws. And all of these people are pissed off. And as you can see, the amount of Mexican flags that are out there flying around the streets, obviously being a sanctuary city, and according to DHS, about 10% of the population in LA County is undocumented, i.e. they are illegal immigrants. Again, coming from DHS, about 10% of LA County is undocumented and or illegal. Matt Army Vet says, opinion on Aussie reporter being rubber slap in the leg. Dude should have been there. I mean, that's part of the game, right? If you're going to be on the street and be freaking like filming this crap and out and amongst them, that's just a risk that you end up taking. This is the LA County Sheriff's Office finally moving in this afternoon. Those look like some freaking pickup trucks that like Ukraine put together to go over the front line with like the drone netting and stuff like that around them. They look like all janky and half-assed, but that's LA County for you. Let's take another look outside the detention center because fights ended up starting to break out. Like I said, they declared it an illegal assembly and told everybody to get the heck out of Dodge. And fights and things like that were breaking out. Things like I showed you earlier over at like the, I think it was the federal courthouse, where that guy with the American flag was poking the other dude. But here is a fight that ended up breaking out, getting a police response. Marine coming in gifting out 20. Rock. Nicholas, a member of 28 months. Holy cow. Now, I did see you guys commenting that it is spreading to Dallas and a couple of other locations. You are absolutely correct. It is spreading. However, they are much smaller in scale. Now, I showed you the video earlier on this whole segment outside the federal building of the cops, or excuse me, the National Guard going to push everybody out of the way. And what you're about to see is the size of the crowd. So we're going to go over how many people, and I want you to look at how close they are to those National Guard soldiers. You can see right up there along the building, every single one of them is part of the California National Guard. Now I want you to imagine that the National Guard wasn't pulled up underneath Title 10 orders and wasn't allowed to protect this building. I want you to look at the amount of graffiti that's on the outside of that building, and then look at the amount of soldiers that are actually standing outside there. And again, big shout out to Sky God, Hollywood Marine, and every single person that's came in and gifted out membership so far. Now, this line that you end up seeing that ended up filling that entire street. Oh, my goodness. Demon AOC coming in gifting out $100 Canadian dollars. He says, is LA going to ask for federal aid after to pay for destruction? Probably. They're probably going to ask for it. BBG coming in gifting out $5. And Mosin says, keep it up, brother. I appreciate you, Mosin. Thank you very much. But I want you to look outside this federal building and how deep these protesters actually sit outside of it. And again, if the National Guard wasn't called upon, what are the odds that that building would have ended up getting completely and totally destroyed, burnt to the ground, wrecked, everything else? So for the governor to come out and try to state that Trump shouldn't have like pulled up the National Guard, or that the SecDef shouldn't have freaking done what he did by sending in the U.S. Marines to go take care of it, is absolute lunacy. Randy Frizenhahn says, "Hi, Matt. Love the show. Appreciate your insights. Great job." Thank you, Randy. Really, really do appreciate you guys on that. Do my best to bring you guys a good show every single day. So I'll give you a plug real quick. If you haven't yet, make sure you're subscribed to the channel for Speak the Truth. We go live every single day, twice a day, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, and drop videos throughout the week as well as things continue to progress. And we will be here for you. I'm not going anywhere. I love this job. I love it. And I appreciate every single true supporter. So you guys, thank you. What you guys are doing absolutely helps keep this show on the road. For all of you who have become true supporters over the years, we got some of you guys that have been here for 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years worth of doing these live streams. Absolutely freaking amazing. Bringing this content to you guys, and just like the growth, the love, the community that we've built. Absolutely love it. All right, let's take another look over outside, outside of the federal building, and all of these protesters that have gathered outside of there. Just out of sheer curiosity, I'm running this poll over there real quick. I want to know what your guys' opinions are. Do you think that that federal building would have been burnt to the ground if the National Guard wasn't deployed? Again, National Guard ended up getting deployed just to protect federal property. If you think that the federal building would have been burnt down, then vote yes. If you think it would have been just fine, go ahead and vote no. I'm of the belief that the federal building would have been burnt down easily overnight had those troops not actually been deployed to take care of it. Deploy the hounds. That's right, dude. Let them freaking slip, brother. Let them slip. I'm actually surprised that we don't have, and I've seen like a couple of videos there. I'll let this one roll for a second. I'll just mute it. I've seen a couple videos of law enforcement snipers or Leo snipers. They're on the rooftops and things like that around the area. And it is a serious issue to me that people have been firebombing police, that people have been using lethal force against officers, and that LAPD hasn't done anything about it yet. I think for certain in the upcoming days, if this continues on the way it's been going and these riots again turn violently overnight, that we're going to start seeing law enforcement officers using lethal force against these civilians, in which case all hell is going to break loose. Jonathan Knox says, "Does this not look like a war with actual Mexico?" Yes, it does. It actually, to me, looks like an actual insurrection, possibly a violent insurrection, maybe even. Did you see Dallas is getting crazy right now? Yes, I did. I saw Dallas. I saw New York. I saw Florida. Also wouldn't surprise me. I think I also saw Portland, Oregon was also having like protests at spark at the same time, and protest spark that kind of go alongside all this other crap. Now, SecDef ended up coming out with this statement earlier today. I'm going to blow it up nice and big so that you guys can see it on your screen. He said, "Due to increased threats to federal law enforcement officers and federal buildings, approximately 700 active duty U.S. Marines at Camp Pendleton are being deployed to L.A. to restore order. We have an obligation to defend federal law enforcement officers, even if Gavin Newsom will not." Now, what he ended up stating right here in this, again, this is the Secretary of Defense. This is a SecDef saying that they have deployed to LA to restore order. Then he follows it up and says, "We have the obligation to defend the law enforcement officers." Now, to me, that says the way he ended up closing it out is that they're going to continue to protect the federal buildings, that they're not going out to actually restore order in the streets, nor is 700 Marines enough to take. I mean, I guess it would be if you allowed them to just like go ham and just like make the grass grow, but I doubt they're going to do that. Old Man Sims came in gifting out 5 Speak the Truth memberships. Greatly appreciate you, brother. Let's go back over to the live feed and check in and see what the streets of LA look like real quick before we continue on with this like dog and pony show that's currently going on over in LA. Sky Guy, that's actually a really good question about lethal force, man. If they're not authorized to use lethal force despite being in danger, how would one go about taking action? Truth is, it doesn't matter, all right, what the mayor, what Gavin Newsom, what anybody says. Law enforcement officers are allowed to defend themselves, and they're protected by state law and Supreme Court law, and also, like, you know, the policies of their agencies to which they're employed. Issue goes down to the district attorney's office and whether or not the district attorney is going to properly prosecute that case. Every single time a law enforcement officer ends up pulling a trigger, they end up having like an officer-involved shooting investigation that ends up taking place. Now, recently, within the last year, I ended up having a buddy of mine from law enforcement that got involved in a shooting over in Colorado, 1,000% justified, not only by his agency's policy, by state law, by local law, also by Supreme Court law and everything else. The district attorney for the county in which it happened, even though they stated that everything that happened within this shooting was a good, clean shoot, that they just ended up not liking it. And then my buddy had to sit there wondering whether or not he's going to lose his job. Sun Wu Kong ends up coming in with two. He says, those Marines ain't from CPEN, but 29 Palms. That is correct. They came out of 29 Palms, my friend. That is exactly where they came from, was 29 Palms. You are correct to state that. So here we can see LAPD literally just holding the line and attempting to keep people back. I don't think that they want to make the situation any worse around the federal building. They've pushed all the way down to First Street on Alameda, and they are just supposedly keeping all of these people back from accessing the federal building. I'm not sure this location itself, what we're currently looking at. Hoping to catch a view of the road signs of where they're at, but no doubt about it, when the sun goes down, when the moon comes out, the goons are going to come out and they're going to start breaking crap again. Let's keep this train rolling. Go on with some other stuff that we ended up seeing. Federal law enforcement, according to Cam Higby, was not outside the buildings today over outside the federal courthouse. So just end up throwing that one out there, as they put it. Little bits of violence had taken place over throughout the day. When fights and things like that broke out around the buildings, the officers did end up moving in. This is around the federal building, the detention center, when they went to go move a van out. A bunch of the protesters went to go get in the way of the van coming out, and so law enforcement officers had to go over and intervene and get in the way, ended up detaining or arresting a couple of people, unclear at this time what they ended up doing. I heard pepper spray got deployed on them. Other than that, nothing really serious coming out of the federal building. Those people, however, did get dangerously close to those steps. As you guys can see from that video, it's just people pissed off at federal law enforcement officers. Nothing too crazy beyond that. Outside of the federal plaza over inside New York City, things did get a little bit crazy. You guys were mentioning that the protests ended up sparking up in other cities. You weren't wrong. So I'm going to take you guys over to New York and show you what took place over inside of New York City today.
What's the charge? Guys, push the line down.
SRG, extend the line down. SRG, extend the line down.
Guys, spread out a little bit.
Oh, sure.
Guys, spread out.
I think you guys get the idea. They showed up, they screamed and they shouted. Some of them didn't listen to the cops. Cops moved in and started arresting some of them. Not that exciting, taking place over inside New York City. I want to say it was over in, what was it? The train station over in New York City that they ended up detaining a buttload of people. I might have a video of that coming up in just a sec for you guys. Again, massive crowds over outside the LA detention or at the LA detention facility. That's what this reportedly is supposed to be, which you guys have already seen that. Today alone, 12 ICE raids took place over inside of Los Angeles. Trump admin says that they are not going to back down, that they're going to continue to do this. So even as these protests continue to evolve, looks like federal law enforcement officers had continued to make arrests. Trump actually came out with a statement saying that he's not going to back down. As a matter of fact, I haven't even bothered fact checking it because the dude just absolutely drives me nuts. Let me actually pull this up on the screen for you guys real quick because I found it really interesting. And it's probably going to be really, really deep in my feed now, but I might be able to find it. Bryan Cranston ended up tweeting something out earlier about a bunch of garbage. And so I called him out on his BS. And then he responded trying to say that it's Trump's fault for all of this. Trump caused all of this. It's all Trump. Here it is. Here it is. When I ended here, let's go back and take a look at this knucklehead's like stupid ass tweet that he ended up putting out. He said, I don't remember Marines being called in against American citizens underneath Joe Biden. Do you? To which I promptly responded to his dumb ass and told him Biden didn't have the balls to enforce the federal law. The Marines are being directed to protect federal property from the violent people you claim that do not exist. So if they obey the law and respect federal property, then they've got nothing to worry about. That's a pretty valid statement. But he said Trump is trying to inflame the situation. There's no doubt about it. And he ends up sharing reportedly what is supposed to be one of Trump's posts. If they spit, we will hit. Yep. For those of you who are unaware, spitting on somebody is actually either assault or harassment, depending on the state that you're in. And I'm not quite sure what it is over inside of California, but I do know for a fact that spitting on federal law enforcement officers or any law enforcement officer for that matter is not legal. You don't get to do that. And law enforcement officers aren't going to spit back at you. They're going to go hands on and they might even use violence in order to detain your ass. This is not Trump stating anything to cause further violence. This is Trump letting people know that if you spit on law enforcement officers, they will beat the brakes off of you in order to take you into custody. And it's perfectly legal whether you like it or not. Bobby Lee becoming a true supporter and Incog Faraday coming in with 20 says apparently none of these clowns have jobs. Some of them actually do, which is, I think, why things end up, well, I don't know, because moon's out, goon's out type thing. Sometimes things end up turning a little bit more violent overnight. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things that just ends up happening. We're going to go listen to Tom Homan for a second and see what he's got to say about all this.
And ICE took a lot of bad people off the street that day. We arrested a sexual predator, arrested gang members, arrested somebody that had an armed robbery conviction. So we made L.A. safer. The men and women of ICE, the men and women of the Border Patrol made L.A. safer that day. But you're not hearing any of this. All you hear is a rhetoric about ICE being racist, about ICE being Nazis and terrorists. And Governor Newsom feeds that. Just like Hakeem Jeffrey feeds it, that he's going to unmask ICE agents. And the members of Congress who keep feeding this rhetoric, they're the ones that are causing this riot because they don't listen to the truth about what the men and women of ICE are doing. We're keeping our promise to American people to make these streets safe again. And that's exactly what we're going to do. And we're not going to stop doing it. And ICE took a lot of bad people off.
Sun Wukong says, the thing that worries me about the Marines in L.A. or my Marines in L.A. is that if the ROEs are too strict, they end up being weak. Over the last 20 years, safety and public image has suppressed or superseded effectiveness. Yeah, you know, I tend to agree with you when it goes down to that. I promise you it's nothing worse than what I ended up dealing with and my friends ended up dealing with in like the global war on terror. But here's the thing about ROEs. Nothing in ROEs takes away from your right to self-defense. That is always the first rule in an ROE, is nothing takes away from your right to self-defense. Every single one that I've ever gotten, every single one that I've ever been given, nothing takes away from your individual right to self-defense. Period. End of discussion. And I highly doubt that these young Marines who are out there chomping at the bit, if they end up getting smashed in the face with a freaking rock, are going to stand there and take it up the butt like the LAPD is. And you got to remember, dude, if this was 2 years ago underneath Biden and like the former SecDef and everybody else, I might agree with you. Underneath this administration, though, I'm not that worried about it. I think the Marines are going to be just fine and be allowed to do what they need to do. I'm not that concerned about it. Or let's at least I hope and pray. Hufty Puff says, tell them troops no alcohol, nicotine, or caffeine until the riots are done and grants for the Marines. Yeah, that'd end that crap real quick, right? Like take away their caffeine and their nicotine and tell them that they can get it back as soon as they're done. Yeah, I bet you see some real motivation out of those freaking jarheads and those freaking soldiers that are on the ground. End up taking care of those problems real freaking quick. Earlier today, this is just a scene of LAPD moving in as they started to like push people away from the federal building. Now, I want you to pause for a minute. I want you to take a look at that overpass as the LAPD ended up coming out. I want you to look behind those police officers, and I want you to look at the amount of people that ended up running away. And this within itself goes to show you, that as long as the police are actually out there doing their job, the laws might actually get enforced. Like, imagine that. Law enforcement officers showing up to do their job actually pushes people back and doesn't allow them to do what they need to do, which has been this complaint the entire time, is if the LAPD actually gets off their butt, everything's going to be okay. Over in New York, they were able to take care of this real freaking quick, right? New York is kind of tired of these protests. They've been out there. They've been taking care of it. But like I said, over here, let me see what location this is real quick off the top of it. Trump Tower. Excuse me. They ended up protesting over inside Trump Tower. Know who out there says that you can't arrest everybody, but you're dead ass wrong. If the officers actually wanted to, they absolutely could. They could corral these people in and work them through one by one, whether or not they're issuing citations, issuing tickets, doing anything like that. So applause to New York. I think the big reason they ended up moving up over there, like I said, it was Trump Tower. That's private property. They've got a little bit more as it goes into it. When it goes over the streets over inside, that is a different story. But New York police still did their job. man. Oh, thank God. Oh, I got it right here. MC Uper, congrats. You just lost your speaking privileges, bud. Bye, bitch. Bye. He said, if you get put in cuffs, just go limp. Okay, well, you can take your little commie butt and go elsewhere. Or you could try not breaking the law, asshole. How about that? How about don't get put in cuffs in the first place, dumbass? Bye. Oh, isn't that nice? Looks like New York police are actually doing their job. It's about dang time. Now, to get you guys up to par, I know some of you guys were asking me about Iran earlier and what's going on with like the nuclear deal over inside of Iran. As it appears, Donald Trump did end up coming out today and stating that us and Iran were not on the same page, that they are continuing to look to enrich uranium. And it looks like things are going to get pretty flipping violent. Nate Vance said that he ended up sharing me this information. This ended up coming from Jay Post. Let me see if I can open this up for you guys real quick. Get this up here on the screen. Looks like Iran has carried out implosion tests for nuclear weapons development, according to the IAEA. Now, that is a huge increase, and it kind of does make you wonder when you end up looking at this if the stuff is kind of going down over inside of LA to draw kind of attention away from it. We are waiting on a strike on Iran. For those of you that don't know, it's a very serious situation, very serious standoff between the United States and Iran right now. Iran saying that they're going to be enriching uranium. They've got like over 900 pounds of 60%+ enriched uranium. That's just chilling. That's hanging out over there. And the only plausible reason for them to do it is for nuclear weapons. And now the IAEA looks like ended up coming out and confirming, all right, that they carried out undeclared nuclear tests. And that's what Nate and I were actually talking about several weeks ago when we ended up having all of these earthquakes that were taking place over in Iran. And you end up seeing like these like big, strong spikes in the Richter scale of like all the seismic activity that was taking place over there. And the plausible explanation for that is nuclear tests. So that within itself is going to end up ramping up, all right, the U.S.'s foreign policy when it goes to Iran. So the chances are that we're going to end up bombing the crap out of them in the very near future. For those of you that are unaware, if that's stuff that you're interested in, make sure that you are subscribed to this channel because we're going to be going over it. Don't worry about that crap. Right now we're covering the riots. We're going to be taking care of it. Let's go take a look at the street and see exactly what the heck is going on out there. This is a live feed from LA. This is what's actually going on in the streets right now over inside of LA. All right, that's what you're looking at, a live feed from LA. So as it appears right now that most of the protests that are taking place over inside of LA are remaining fairly peaceful. When the sun goes down, we're probably going to see some more looting. We're probably going to see the PD move in. God only knows what they're going to do in order to get this under control. I got a feeling that a lot of these people are going to be going to bed soon. When those people go to bed, that's when all the firebombs and looting and everything is going to end up coming out, just like we ended up seeing last night. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to do my best to retire for the evening, go take a shower. It's going to be great. I'm going to see you guys tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time right here on the Speak the Truth podcast. Make sure, if you haven't yet, that you are subscribed to the channel. Please consider becoming a true supporter if you haven't already done so. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, peace, love, happiness, and God bless.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.